Do you feel depressed? Are you having relationship troubles? Does it seem that life is just too stressful? Then stay tuned for today's Family Life Perspectives, because you're about to learn practical skills and get solid advice on coping with life stresses. Family Life Perspectives is produced by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center covering all areas of mental health and substance abuse issues. And now, today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Today is Tuesday. This is Christina Broomfield, and I'll be hosting today. Thank you for joining our program. With me in the studio since Monday has been Dawn Ottenbright. Dawn is a therapist at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Center. She works with individual adults as well as couples. And she is actually, you are here at our Troy location, but Dawn, you spend quite a bit of time now out in Novi. Is that right?
That's right, and also in Plymouth now.
So you're in three locations?
Currently, yes.
You know, I've heard a traveling salesman. You're a traveling therapist.
I guess so.
Okay, that's wonderful. Then Plymouth is one of our newer locations.
Yes.
So you've just been out there for a month, or?
I'm actually just going to start really soon. So.
Okay. Very good. All right. Well, you've been with Perspectives for years.
Yes.
And you've been a personal friend of mine and Harry's also.
Yes.
So, and also a guest on our radio program many, many, many times.
Yes.
Yes.
I love to do this with you and share with the audience. In fact, when I told you I went to a seminar and heard about this, mm-hmm. and as soon as we were walking out, I said to my husband, I have to share this with our radio audience. This is so good.
Yes, and it is the topic of the week, Choose Kindness.
Yes.
So if you could just give us a quick summary of why did you pick this topic? You were at a seminar and
yes.
you heard a speaker and it just really motivated you. But what was the reason behind that?
Well, one of the reasons behind that, and we saw Shanti Felhin, mm-hmm. and she is a researcher, and she was researching kindness, mm-hmm. which is what we're talking about. And she had this little tool that seemed like, you know, anyone could do this.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to decide that you're going to do it, and it could improve your relationship. In fact, her results show that it really helped improve relationships a lot.
And you know, when you think about relationships, this isn't just marriage. Of course, that's a primary, but our children, our co-workers,
our bosses, our in-laws.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You say that a little bit. Yeah, I'm hearing you, Dawn. So you mentioned yesterday she researched 15,000. Population of surveys,
mm-hmm.
and then they practice what we're going to be sharing this week, the challenge or the kindness challenge, and then went back and these 15,000 participants filled out another survey, to where she could really find her result base.
Yes,
and it came back remarkable, huh?
It did come back remarkable.
So this kindness challenge, you briefly touched on it yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and we want to just talk about the first step, and let's remind our listeners that the suggestion is to only pick one person?
Yes.
Okay.
To pick one person, because it kind of shows you where you're at with kindness,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, she said the reason that people are kind of think, oh, they don't need to do this is because they're already kind.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do this, you find out maybe you're not quite as kind as you think you are.
Yes. And it's 30 days.
Yes, it's 30 days.
It reminds me of the DARE challenge. You remember years ago, Fireproof movie came out, and it was a DARE challenge. But for 40 days, I think you were supposed to do these certain things for your spouse.
Okay.
You know, but it wasn't just kindness. It was just this, do these things every day, one every day for 40 days. And it would even tell you what to do.
All right.
But this is different a little bit.
Right. And once we get past that 3-week mark, we're developing habits.
Which is very good.
Yes.
Yes.
Because, you know, when you choose to do different behaviors in your life, then things change. And that's why I felt like it was also a mental health issue, because we're talking about changing your behaviors. And I can't tell you, and I'm sure you've said this to your clients as well, you can't change other people, but you can change your own behavior towards them.
And often that changes other people's behavior toward you.
Yes.
Yes.
Often.
So what is the first step?
So the first step for is to not say anything negative to the person and not say anything negative to anybody else about that person.
So it's a two-prong.
It's a two-prong thing, yes.
Okay, so no spouse, I was going to say husband bashing, but
right.
If a husband takes this on, no wife bashing. You
yes.
just, if you're out with your friends, you don't say one negative thing about your spouse or whoever you're picking.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the other thing is that they found when they did the research is sometimes husbands doing this for their wives, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday, decided that they just weren't going to say anything, which is a horrible thing and is not going to improve your marriage at all if you decide you're not talking to your wife. So they changed the two-prong thing into saying that the husband will spend 15 minutes of undivided attention, not looking at the computer, not looking at his phone, not, you know, playing a video game, but paying attention to what the wife has to say and listening to her. And really listening to her feelings and not trying to fix things, which is what guys tend to want to do. And then if they're having an argument, to stay in the argument for 5 minutes longer than they normally would try to escape from the argument.
And when we say argument, can we say conflict? Because if, you know, you and I as both marriage therapists will, if an argument is spiraling up and getting louder
yes.
and yelling and all that, then you need to take the time out.
Definitely.
But more in the conflict, stay in that 5 minutes and
right.
hear her out.
Yes.
Or him out, depending on who's doing
right.
it.
Right. Yes. We never want to set somebody up to be in a situation where abuse is going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
So if your thing is, I have to get out of here, otherwise abuse is going to happen, then you have to, you know, do the
yes.
safety thing definitely first.
Yes. Let's pause here and we'll come right back after we hear from our sponsor.
Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers are here to help. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help you with difficult problems such as depression, addiction, anxiety, self-esteem and marital problems, children, teen, and family counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know you don't have to walk this path alone. There's help available and a reason to have hope. Call 248-244-8644 and make an appointment with one of our caring and professional therapists today. For your convenience, we have offices throughout Metro Detroit in Troy, Sterling Heights, and Novi. In addition, we also have new locations in Clarkston and Plymouth. The help you need is a phone call away. So call 248-244-8644.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives, talking to Dawn, the topic of the week, choose kindness, and really challenging our listeners to do the kindness challenge.
Yes.
Which is 30 days.
Yes.
And there are three steps, and we're just talking about step one.
We are. And so, you know, when I read you step one, you said, wow, that's really hard.
Yes, I said that yesterday.
And so that is the main thing. One of the main obstacles to doing this is that people get it in their head that this is going to be really hard.
Mm.
This is going to be so hard. I'm not going to be able to do this. It's going to take too much time. It's going to take too much effort. Oh, my gosh. You know, how am I ever going to do this?
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the challenge of it. But I also think part of the challenge is not getting yourself into the negative right away with yourself. Like, I'm I'm not going to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. How am I not going to be able to say anything negative?
And that's step one, not yes. saying anything negative.
Right. And I think you asked a question.
It was to define me. Negative.
Yes. You were like, what if you need to correct somebody on something?
Yeah. Like a husband does the dishes, but the counter needed to be wiped off.
Right.
So do you just wipe the counter off and not say anything? Or mm-hmm. do you, hey, honey, can you remember to, you didn't wipe the counter off. Can you do it next time? I mean, I mm-hmm. sometimes, which way does critical and helpful, I mean, how does that
right.
defined?
I think that you can choose kind of either way. So if you realize that, you know, he just forgot to wipe the counter off, maybe he was extra tired, and you wipe the counter off for him,
mm-hmm.
that could be part of your step three of doing acts of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
If he never wipes the counter off and you've repeatedly asked him to do it, then you may think to yourself, what is it, you know, if you say to him, you didn't wipe off the counter again, I tell you every time, wipe off the counter. That's definitely negative.
That's a tone.
That's
yes,
a tone.
Right, right.
And exasperation. And, well, you know, that's also, exasperation is also one of the negatives that we're trying to get rid of.
Oh, boy. Okay,
yes.
That's hard, too.
That is. And so, what you'll want to do when you're doing it is think about how to say it in a nice way.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I, you know, could you please wipe off the counter? Or, oh, you know, I'd really appreciate if you could wipe off the counter after you finish the dishes or something yeah. along those
lines.
It's
really how you package it.
Yes.
It's how you package it. I'm excited to move and hear step two and three, and I hope our audience is as well.
Okay, good.
Our time has run away from us again. I want to encourage our listeners to tune in for the rest of the week to get these steps down. Visit our website at perspectivesoftroy.com, like us on Facebook, or call our office if you have questions. Would like to talk with Dawn or one of our therapists. We have 5 locations now, and I'm sure that one is close to you. Can you be back with us tomorrow?
Yes, I certainly can.
Until then.
Thanks for listening to today's Family Life Perspectives, brought to you by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center. Perspectives Counseling Centers has a full staff of Christian therapists who are able to help you with relationship issues, depression or anxiety, even substance and alcohol abuse. For your appointment at any of their offices in Troy, Sterling Heights, Novi, Clarkston, or Plymouth, just call 248-244-8644 and tune in every weekday at the same time for Family Life Perspectives.